You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Beginning of this expansion, we have Idaber Lokim Moshe. Hashem speaks to Moshe Rabbeinu Vayimer Lov Ani Hashem. I'm Hashem. Ve'eiro, I appeared. Elavrom Elitzchok Yaakov. Appeared before Mitzvah Yaakov. Bekel Shakai. With the name Kel Shakai. Ushmi Hashem Loi Nedatilem. I did not reveal the name Hashem to the office. Unfortunately, when you point out over the Rishonim, that we do find the name Hashem prior to here, by the Avos. We do find the name Hashem. So see that the Rashi is trying to answer this question. Rashi says, Shmi Hashem lo nidati, I'm lo nidati, and ksiv, lo nidati. Lo nidati means I didn't appear. Lo nikaiti lehem b'midah mitzvah, I didn't show myself, I didn't present myself with the real midah, sha'aleh nikra shmi Hashem, with the midah that Hashem appears. In other words, they knew the name of Hashem, but they didn't actually see that hanhaga, that way they act, with the name of Hashem. Well, what's the name of Hashem that they are missing? Ne'emor le'ameis devarai, that I'm actually going to fulfill my promise. Sh'arif tachtim ve'loi kiyamti, I promise, but I didn't fulfill the promise. What was the promise Hashem promised to Davis? That he will give the Eretz Yisrael to the Avos. By the way, today's daf, we'll have Amish the daf in between, and we have over there that Kishbuch told Moshe Rabbeinu, you have to go and tell the Avos they fulfill the promise. But the obvious question is, what do you mean he promised and didn't fulfill? The time of fulfilling the promise didn't come yet. Of course he didn't fulfill the promise, because it didn't reach that time yet. A person tells somebody else, I promise you that in 20 years this is going to happen. 5 years later, he didn't fulfill the promise. So what is he saying? I didn't fulfill the promise. That's why I didn't show the Avos my name. Now furthermore, the Rashi starts that the Akash Bol is basically a little upset at Moshe Rabbeinu. Why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu, in the end of the last six parashah, Moshe Rabbeinu says, and Akash Bol tells him, that was the punishment to Moshe Rabbeinu. Because he questioned Hashem, he won't go into Eretz Yisrael. And here, the beginning of this week's parasha, Rashi says, "Dibir yiter yishpat." Al sheik shel adab v'loim olam eroi tzlam hazeh. Why did you ask? For him, I'm Hashem leman l'shel v'schat olam alke l'funai. He says, "I'm gonna I fulfill my promises." So there's a tiny in Moshe Rabbeinu. He says, "The Avos, I didn't reveal to them Shem Hashem that I'm fulfilling the promise, and they didn't ask questions." As Rashi says, And you, it's different, but you are questioning. So, here, Shaila is, okay, Bishlomo, if you tell me, Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm fulfilling the promise by you. So I'm saying this, by the Avos, I didn't fulfill the promise, and they still didn't question me. By you that I'm fulfilling the promise, and it's our culture, why are you questioning me? But Moshe Rabbeinu is the same state of the Avos, because Moshe is telling him that he's going to take Am Yisrael from Israel. Moshe Rabbeinu is not sure it's going to happen. So, him and the Avos in the same place. They both were promised something, which was not fulfilled. There's no... I mean, the Avos did believe, and Moshe Rabbeinu had a taina. But it's not the fact. The fact that it says, Shmi Hashem learned that to Lehem. Shmuel tells Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, the Avos did not know Shem Hashem. They just knew Kel Shakai. They didn't see that I fulfilled my promises. And they didn't ask questions. And yours is different. Why is it different? I'm in the same place like the Avos. You could say, you know, they didn't ask questions, and I did ask questions. But we're in the same place, not a kolshikin. The mashmos of the pasuk is, because we're telling a claim, Moshe Rabbeinu, you should be like the others. We have much less than you, and they didn't ask questions. You have much more than them. What do I have more that they didn't have? That's what do they have? I say, Shmuel did not fulfill the promise. So what does Moshe Rabbeinu have that they didn't have? Now, finally, we have over here this comparison to the Avos. It's interesting. I mean, if there's a taina in Moshe Rabbeinu, the taina in general. Moshe Rabbeinu, you should have believed in Hashem. What is our association right now with the fact that Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov believed in Hashem? Because they did it, so you should have done it as well? Sounds to hear that this is part of the process that Kadosh Baruch Hu was trying to tell Moshe Rabbeinu, is that we have to follow the Avos. And how does that have to do with what we're talking about here in terms of the promise that Hashem kept, the name Hashem is being revealed, what exactly is going on over here? So really, this all leads us try to understand what is the Shem Hashem, which is mentioned over here, that Kadosh Baruch Hu said he revealed in Yetzias Mitzrayim. I want to share with the Olam the first shiur that I was zoichet to hear from a Rebbe, Moshe Shapir Zichet Tzarek Levracha, was 20 years ago, Parshas Vayera. This week, 20 years ago, Tafshin Samech was the first shiur I heard and I wrote down, and that was the beginning of that very special kesher that I had with him. So, in Torah. So I want to share with the Olam a little bit of what he said in that shiur. Not the entire shiur, but one part that he said, which is really 20 years after you look back, you see it's unbelievable what he revealed in one shiur. So he said the following. The Chazal tell us, it says Bereshis. Best Bereshis. Two Bereshis to the world. It's one way to dissect the word Bereshis. Bereshis, we have many ways. Chazal tell us how to dash Bereshis. Bishvil Bereshis. Right? Shatoy Shikra Bereshis. One other way it's brought down, Chazal, it's best Bereshis. There's two Bereshis to the Bria. Two beginnings to the world. What are the two beginnings to the world? One beginning is the orderly fashion that the world has, where things work in law and order. He called it, he brought it to Chazal, Rishis Chochma. Beginning of Chochma. Chochma means what you understand, what you comprehend, what we go with that makes sense. The world goes with cause and result and effect. You have things that work in a certain way. That's one way. Then there's a Rishis, they call it Rishis HaKesser. So we won't go into the idea of Kesser right now. But the idea is that there's another Mahalach in the world, which is above our comprehension, above our understanding, above our logic. The regular ways that things appear in the world, they work in things that are understood to human beings. That's all the revelations we have in the world, which are other revelations of Hashem. But the revelation which is above and beyond our comprehension, that's called the Gilui of Shem Hashem. Because as we learn in Shulchan Aruch, Shem Hashem Yud Kei Vav Kei, how do you understand that meaning? Is Haya Hoy Viviye, he's in the past, the present, the future, and he was the one who is the Adon HaKol, he's the creator of everything, the master of the universe. So meaning, the fact that you speak of Hashem with no time dimension, he's in the past, the present, the future, it takes away the limits of the logical understanding that we have in the world. By us, we have past, present, future. Bam, you take that away. By the Gilui of Shem Hashem, take that away. And that revelation started to appear in this world in Yetzias Mitzrayim. And one way, so the way Moshe explained it is like this. There's different ways there's different miracles that can appear in the world. There's a miracle which is something which is beyond nature. For example, Avraham Avinu is thrown into Kivshan Ha'esh, Avraham Avinu is thrown into the fire. Usually people burn in the fire, and he was saved. That's one nes. It's a logical nes, meaning it's something that we can understand. I mean, the fire is supposed to affect him, and it did not affect him. Miracle. Right? That's a miracle. It's a nes. It's something great. Avraham Avinu took sand and he threw it on the enemies, and the sand turned to be arrows. Wow, that usually sand don't turn to be arrows. Big miracle. But when you have a miracle that contradicts itself, which is a paradox, something we can't comprehend, that's a new dimension. That's a new concept. And it's the only trying we have, right? Because this is special. It says that the cup of a Mitzri and a Jew, they're both drinking from the same cup. For the Mitzri, that was blood, and for the Jew, it was water. And Moshe always used to repeat it, anybody who thinks that it turned to be blood when it reached the mouth of the Mitzri, and it turned to be water, or it turned to be water and reached the mouth of the Jew, he said, he doesn't know what he's talking about. The idea is that the cup itself, what the cup was containing. For the Mitzri, he looked in the cup, he saw blood. And for the Jew, he looked inside, he saw water. That same liquid is for the guy, for the Mitzri, blood, and for the Jew, water. in the world is impassable for fire and water to be together. Makas Barod is fire and water joined together. It's impossible. It's a paradox. You can't have it. It's not just something that's above nature. It's something which doesn't make sense. You have in Makas Choshech, you have in one place for the Jew it's light, and that same exact place for the Goy, for the Mitzri, it's darkness. How can it be? It's either light or darkness. How can it be the same place both? These are things which are above our comprehension. These are things which are what Chazal call Mishadet Marko Sateva. He overrules, he robs away the systems of the world. Systems, Gail, you have rules, you have ways, you have laws. That's what, that's usually when, the way the world is going through. That's the one ratios. But the other ratios, the higher ratios, the ratios, which means all the rules of nature, all the rules of this world, or something that are not, Akashvot is not subject to. Shem Hashem, Yudke Vovke, being revealed, means that we're seeing over here that these laws don't affect him. And that is the Gilui of Yetzias Mitzrayim. The revelation of Yetzias Mitzrayim was, we know that we believe that Hashem is above nature and above the world, and he can do whatever he wants. But the way, the place where it was revealed and shown to us in practice, was Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's what Kishbohu came and showed to us. Kishbohu is above. All nature is all laws that Kishbohu created, and he can take it out whenever he wants. He can have these laws. He can have things that contradict themselves in nature itself, because nature, all the laws of nature, do not affect us. That is the rule. That's what was the Gilui, the Adam Yetzias Mitzrayim. And only then, as the Ramban tells us in next week's parasha, the famous Ramban, that the Emunah of Kishbohu revealed it in Yetzias Mitzrayim, but he's not going to repeat it again, because we, from here on, we have to believe in it. But that's what was in Yetzias Mitzrayim. There was a revelation, it was Begilu, we saw, you saw, you believe, you lived through it, you experienced the Gilu of Kishbohu in the world in a way which is above the rules of nature. That is the idea of the Gilu of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now this gilui of Yetzias Mitzrayim is something which any other way to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we have in the world, we call the Reishis Chachma. It's called Chachma because you can comprehend, and not only comprehend, you can connect to it. You can touch upon it with your logic. In general, the fact that you have a creator to the world, you have Hashem in the world, that's something that people can reach through logic. People think about this world. To assume the world was created randomly is ludicrous. Doesn't make any sense. There's books written about it. In a way, you know, people that don't have to be Jewish believers, if you look around and you try to look around, it makes sense as a creator to the world. Logically, it makes sense as somebody who created it and he's bringing the world to a certain goal. And there's a reason, and everything that here makes sense is all because you have a creator, you have a manning, and you have a boyer to the world. That is something you can do through logic. But to connect to the Shem Havayo, the Yudke Vavke, something which we don't comprehend, something, things that contradict themselves, that are above nature and above all that, that is impossible to reach it through logic. Because logically, you can't understand such a thing. So the only way to reach it is through what? Through emunah. Only way to reach is through emunah. When you have emunah, when you have belief, then you can reach that place. When we get the Yetzias Mitzrayim, it basically goes both ends. On one end, Hashem is revealing over here the Yudke Vavke, which is above the systems of this world. But on the other end, Am Yisrael, the only way to connect it is through emunah. Am Yisrael had that emunah, and only had that emunah, as we'll see. The Medrash tells us, the Halakot Shimoni, you can find him there in the back, the Halakot Shimoni and Shmuel tells us the following. It's a mashal. So v'yed al kro v'yof, it's a pasuk, both in Shmuel and Tehillim. It says the Kadosh Baruch Hu rode on a kruv, on a, let's call one of the horses, the shapes that are in his Merkava, in his chariot. So Chazal tell us, Moshe Ma'adur Redeiming, story. You have a king who sees that his son is in danger. So the thieves came and they kidnapped his son and taking him away. And the servants of the king come together to prepare the chariot of the king. And they take the chariot and they prepare and they start connecting the horses to the chariot. And the king says, it's taking too long. It's too long to go and connect these horses to the chariot. He takes out one of the horses of the chariot, rides it himself, and runs and saves his son. Says the Medrash, that's what Kadosh Baruch Hu said. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, if I'm going to wait until my chariot is ready, I'm so not be saved from Mitzrayim. So he took one of the horses from the chariot, and with that he went, and he saved Am Yisrael with that one horse from the chariot. What does it mean? What does the Medrash mean? There was a chariot, he waited for one horse, he used only one horse. What is it talking about? So Moshe said, really this connects, it really fits so beautifully, with the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Aleph. In the Perek Aleph, he says the whole sequence of events that led the whole idea of Avodah Zarah in the world, which will create the world, people start making mistakes, Avodah Zarah, and the one who was revealed to the world that Avodah Zarah is wrong is Avraham Avinu. And Avraham Avinu went and showed the world that Avodah Zarah is wrong, there's no Avodah Zarah. He taught to the world, and after he taught to the world, what did he do? Shata b'libo ma'ikar agodol azeh, taught them that Hashem is the God, he's ruling the world. And what did he do with that? He taught to Yitzchak his son. And Yitzchak continued on to teach it, and then he taught it to Yaakov. And Yaakov continued to teach it, and he taught his children, and he made Levi responsible, and they all went to teach the idea of the Emunah and Kadosh Baruch Hu. And he says, everybody knew Shem Hashem, that's what the nation of Hashem was. And then he says the following, Am Yisrael went Mitzrayim, and days are passing. And they went back to be like the other nations, worship of the Zohar. The kimat kat, almost, hayaikor sheshotol Avram, the lesson Avram taught us, would be gone, forgotten. The chazru bnei Yaakov litois amit letaos amit tayosam, they almost lost what Avram gave them to go back to be like the humans. Umehavas Hashem ishamus hashvula Avram avinu, because Hashem loved us. Also Moshe Rabbeinu, Rabbeinu called Avim v'shlachai, he sent Moshe Rabbeinu and he sent them. So Rabbeinu says, Avram Avinu gave the secret of Emunah to the world. To believe in Hashem. Am Yisrael retained that, but they were almost losing that. So Kadosh Baruch Hu went and saved Am Yisrael. Says Moshe, this is the Medrash. Because it says that in the chariot of Kadosh Baruch Hu, there's four faces, so to speak. You have the right, you have the left, you have the middle, you have the back. Have a pointing to the Merkava. And the right refers to Midas HaChesed, to Avraham Avinu. The Malachim, so to speak, told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to wait for Am Yisrael to be ready, for the entire chariot to be ready. They should have all the Midas that the others gave them. Said HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I can't wait. If I have to wait, they're going to lose everything. So he took Avraham Avinu's horse, so to speak, the crew of Avraham Avinu, and with that he went and he saved Am Yisrael. The Emunah that Avraham gave us, that's what saved Am Yisrael. And going back to what we said before, the idea is like this. The name Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei, you can reach it only through Emunah. It's not a logical thing. When Am Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim, there was a double goal over here. First of all, because we wanted to reveal Shem Hashem. But on the other hand, the only thing Am Yisrael was able to know is Shem Hashem. Because the regular logical thing they didn't have. As we learn later, Chazal tell us that when it came to Yam Suf, they said, Alolo of the Avodah Zarah, Alolo. They're both in worship of the Zarah. Why are they greater than anybody else? Logically, Am Yisrael did not deserve to go to Mitzrayim. We know, we always say it, they were in Arboy Mitesha, 49th levels of Tumo. They were almost like the Mitzrayim. So what did they have? They had Emunah. Emunah is not logical. They believed in Hashem, but they didn't react logically. They didn't deserve it. So not only that, Kadosh Baruch Hu revealed the name of Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is above the world, but Am Yisrael did not have anything else. The only thing they had that deserved was Emunah. What Emunah brings in Yud Kei Vav Kei is the Gilui of Hashem above the logical understanding of this world. Focus on speak says to Am Yisrael, you really don't deserve from your Maisi, for what you're doing, logically to be saved. But when I am in a different, but other revelation, it says the Tzrayim is above and beyond what you do and what you understand. We're talking about the special love and connection that Kadosh Baruch Hu has to Am Yisrael. And that's what was revealed in the Tzrayim. That is beyond what we're doing. It's not a Rishis Chachma, it's a Rishis Kesem. That's the revelation of the Tzrayim. And therefore, that's the Gilui from Tzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why Am Yisrael needed to be saved, is the last thing they had, the Emunah. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu to go to Am Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Tehem lo yaminu li. They're not going to believe. That's the time, they're not going to believe what I'm saying, they're going to think I'm a fool. If they're not going to believe, if they don't have the Emunah, they don't have the minimal credit to be saved. The only reason they saved with the Chiddush Avraham Avinu is the Emunah that they have. That's what they have, that's why they're going to be saved. And that's the revelation that we're giving them. The connection of Shem Avayo to the Emunah of Am Yisrael. Can't be Hem Lo'im Inuli. Well, it doesn't, they're going to believe. That was the Sod of Emunah. And with that, we go back to the beginning of the Parsha. Moshe Rabbeinu tells the Kadosh Baruch Hu, he has complaints. He says, I don't see. It looks like it's getting worse. You say you're going to save Am Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, you understand that what I'm revealing to you is the Shem Havaya. It's not just, so he said, what does it mean, Shem Havaya? Shem Havaya is a promise. We didn't fulfill the promise. The promise didn't fulfill because we didn't come time to fulfill the promise. But the answer is like this. When you have a regular logical, you know, based on the rules of nature, every promise may not be fulfilled. Even we talk about a promise which was said by a Gilui of Hashem. As the officer when he tells us, Ramban tells us in Chush Bereishis, Shemei Yigur Mechet, maybe something bad will happen, maybe something will go wrong. You never know. There's a promise. The promise to Avraham Avinu. That's what Avraham Avinu asked. How do I know I'm going to actually get the land? That was the one question Avraham Avinu had. He believed in everything else. But then the Kesher says to Ramban, Shemei Yigur Mechet. Who knows? That Gilui of the Avos is a Shmuel promised, but he didn't promise to fulfill. Meaning, there's a real promise, but it may not be fulfilled. But the minute you have Hashem, you have Gilui Havaya, in the most simplest way, Havaya is above nature, it's past, present, and future. When you have something already in the future, Hashem is telling you it will be fulfilled, you know it will be fulfilled. If it's being revealed through Shem Havaya, it's not only telling you, I promise it will happen, maybe something will come. I promise you it already happened. There's a voice from the future telling you it's already there. Then there's a Gilui of Kiyum. There's a revelation that it's actually there. That's what Rashi says. Says the Kadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu, I promised the Avos, but I didn't fulfill. I mean, fulfill. I didn't reveal to them the fulfillment. Because I didn't show them the Shem Havaya, which is above all the boundaries of nature. And they still believe me. You, I'm showing you Shem Havaya, and I'm telling you it's going to be fulfilled, meaning it's not only a promise, much more than a promise. It's an actuality. And you're still questioning. That's the Tanya Moshe Rabbeinu. You're questioning me when I'm giving you Shem Havaya, which is revelation. All these did not see Shem Havaya, they still had Emunah. That's why that's the Tanya Moshe Rabbeinu. It's a stronger Tanya, and that's why it makes sense. Shmuel tells us, Shmi Hashem Lo Yadatam, and Shul Hashem Hashem, was only Kel Shakai. It was a different name. That name doesn't mean it will be fulfilled, and they still believed. You, that, I show you Shem Hashem, I show you the future, I show everything will be okay. You should not have tinnitus. And here, according to that, this is really the complaint against Moshe Rabbeinu. The way that the beginning of this week's parsha is. Because, as we saw in the Rambam, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, when we have them three together, it really means the chain of bringing Emunah to Am Yisrael. Avraham taught Emunah, gave it to Yitzchak, gave it to Yaakov, gave it to the children. had the point that Chasbuch is saying in this at the beginning of this expansion is, I'm revealing in this world of Avraham, I'm revealing Shem Avaya. And the way for Am Yisrael to connect it is Emunah. What Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov gave them. As the Rambam says, Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov gave them, that's what's going to save them. That's the only thing to save. That's the chariot. That's Akshmur taking that one kruv and saving Am Yisrael. So Moshe, I mean, you can't have a lack of that Emunah. The Emunah needs to be 100%. Moshe is representing Am Yisrael. That's what he's trying to say. The last section Shmuel is telling us is, in order to get to the Geula, there could be Geula even above and beyond logic and consequence and what Am Yisrael deserves. But it needs to come through full Emunah. Through what Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov gave us. That's the beginning of this parasha. Yitzias Mitzrayim is the Geula Shel Havaya. It's the Geula beyond and above nature. And in order to get to that, you need to have what Avraham Yitzchak gave us. The Eir level. There is also, the Rashi says, it says in the beginning of Rashi, Pasuk Gimel, it says, Ve'eira. The Pasuk says, Ve'eira el Avraham el Yitzchak el Yaakov. So Rashi says, Ve'eira el Ha'overs. What does Rashi want to tell us? Rashi is changing the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, El Avraham el Yitzchak el Yaakov. Rashi says, Ve'eira el Ha'overs. So Chassidim say that Elavos means I'm Eira, and the ones of Av is Lashon Ratzon, will. Ones who want to see me, I reveal myself to them. That's not Pashup Shad the Pasuk. So what does it mean Elavos? Maybe it means to say, why are the Avos called Avos? As the Nefesh HaChaim tells us, written in Ruach Chaim, because whatever they gave to the children, that's what we call Av. They gave us all the powers and the sources. I've been told though. He says that's why Avraham Avinu is called. There's two Mishnayos and Avos. One Mishnah that says Asara Doiris Mi Noyechad Avraham, and it says Asara Nistrainers Nisnaso Avraham Avinu. So this is the Ruchaim. Why it says Ruchaim Veloshiner? Why it says Avinu the second one? Because Asara Nistrainers is the 10th challenge of Avraham Avinu. He gave to us the ability to overcome these challenges. So we talk about Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. Says Rashi Avos. That's the Avos. That's what he gave us. They gave us the Koyach of Emunah. Because that's the message. It says, I'm going to fulfill the promise. I'm going to reveal myself to Hashem. And in order for you to get to it, they still believe that's the Emunah you need to get out of Mitzrayim. That's the complaint to Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what we need in order to get out. Moshe concluded that shir by saying that the Geula Asido B'mehiru b'yameinu, when Mashiach comes, it's going to be like it's Yitzias Mitzrayim. It says, "Kimei tzeischo meretz Mitzrayim arenu niflois." Like the days of Yitzias Mitzrayim, we will see the niflois of Hashem, lasid lo very soon be'ez Hashem. So on one hand it means it will be great miracles, like it was Yitzias Mitzrayim. The fear you mentioned, right? La gula asido, Yitzias Mitzrayim will fade compared to the gula we'll have later. But the other hand also talks about this. Because we get to the end of days, not necessarily we will deserve to be redeemed. It may be a situation where when you look at the Maisim on our deeds, so it will be Alalu and Alalu. There will be no difference between Am Yisrael and the Umma Yisraelim. But then we need to come, we need to reveal the Shem Havayo, the Gilui of Hashem, which is above nature and above all the rules and boundaries of this world. But there's one condition in order to get to that. Even though the Geula Asido doesn't necessarily require everything to be perfect, you need to have Emunah. That's what this parsha is teaching us. The Emunah that the Avos gave us, the Emunah that we believe in Hashem, that is the key to get to the Geula. So what we're getting, what we're learning with this parsha is, our Avodah is, if that, as the Gemara tells the end of Makkos, what in the end of the day is the one thing that the whole Torah depends on? Tzadik b'emunoso yichye. You need to leave with Emunah. That's the minimal amount. You have to have Emunah. And you have to have Emunah, then we'll get to the fulfillment of the promise of the Geula. As we learned, that's just like we started with the Daf Yomi, and the Daf Yitches, beginning the Daf Yites, Shmuel tells Moshe Rabbeinu, go tell the Avos HaKadosh, I fulfill the promise. That fulfillment comes through our Emunah that the Avos gave us. So Moshe Rabbeinu tells the Avos, that promise that I gave you, through you, it was fulfilled. It was through the Emunah that you gave the children, through that we could fulfill, Be'ez Hashem, through working on our Emunah and the Bitachon, we will reach
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.